Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. The U.S. Supreme Court striking down election restrictions that North Carolina's Republican-majority legislature tried to implement, including congressional districts that heavily favored Republicans. The High Court says the North Carolina Supreme Court was acting within its authority when it said the GOP map was partisan gerrymandering. Several hundred flights into and out of New York's three major airports have been canceled or delayed so far today, and the number's bound to climb as strong storms smash into the Northeast. At Newark Liberty, people are trying to cope.
We have to wait three more days to go home, but a lot of people are in the same boat.
It is kind of frustrating because we are with a family, so it's very tough for us.
Former President Trump says Special Counsel Jack Smith leaked that recording of Trump appearing to hold up classified documents. CNN acquired the tape in which Trump claims he's holding classified contingency attack plans on Iran. He also appears to undercut his previous defense of having a legal right to the papers. Some mixed messages from Russian President Putin over the fate of Wagner Group and its leader. NBC's Keir Simmons is in Moscow, first hearing Putin say the Russian people have come together to stop Yevgeny Prigozhin.
While he made that angry statement, at the same time this morning, we're hearing the Russian government announcing that members of the Wagner Group will not be prosecuted. They will not be prosecuted. So, you know, that kind of slightly hard-to-read combination of trying to show strength and also some flexibility.
Meanwhile, the president of Belarus now says that Prigozhin is now in his country. What's your number? The money you need to save to have a comfortable retirement. A new report from the insurance company Northwestern Mutual says for someone in their 50s, it's just over $2.5 million. That's up from just under $2.5 million last year. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Some positive and, well, interesting developments for some of pop music's biggest stars of today and one legend of the past. Taylor Swift used her celebrity and one of her guitars for a good cause.
I don't like your kingdom, hey, you say you once belonged to.
A guitar signed by the singer was auctioned off as part of the 2023 OK Kids Chorale auction, which benefits children battling cancer and their families. The Swift signed guitar sold for $120,000, bringing the charity's total earnings to $1.8 million. I'm Trey Thomas.
In London, it was quite the surprise for Pink. A bag of ashes of a fan's mother suddenly appeared on stage.
The singer was left stunned in a clip circulating on social media. Pink can be seen picking up a plastic bag containing the powdery gray ashes of a fan's cremated mother. She said, "Is this your mom? I don't know how I feel about this." Visibly shocked, she placed the bag down behind the front of the stage speakers and continued performing Just Like a Pill off her second studio album. I'm Michael Kastner.
And in Las Vegas,
you're just too good to be true.
Pop legend Frankie Valli, age 89, did what a lot of visitors do. He got married. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. My good friend Julio Rivera joins us now. He is the editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com and a small business consultant. Julio, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing fantastic. Great to be back on Bill Martinez Live.
I'll tell you, great to have you here. Talk about let's talk about Hunter Biden. You know, I think America is still in shock as to all that happened. It's almost like Hillary Clinton, deja vu. Here's all the evidence of why she should be indicted, but James Comey says no reasonable prosecutor would indict her. The prosecution, or Merrick Garland, has insisted that the prosecution there in Delaware had full control to do whatever they wanted to do, and what's come out of this is a... you know, basically a plea deal that is shocking to all the other attorneys and, dare I say, inmates who are in jail for 3 to 5 years with convictions and offenses not quite as significant as Hunter Biden by comparison. Thus, bringing to the forefront once again the, I don't even say a two-tiered, it seems like a multi-tiered justice system that America is caught in the middle of. What do you say?
Yes, definitely another example of double standards. The way that, you know, this, anybody else would have gotten, you know, probably 7 to 10 years for not just the IRS, you know, the tax evasion part of it, mm-hmm. but falsifying information on the application for the gun purchase. So that's
exactly.
That's all really, really bad. But the thing that's getting to me really is that the way that the whistleblower aspect of this is that, mm-hmm. you know, like if you're not going to risk your career going forward, if you know that nothing is going to come out of, you know, attempting to try to make corrections, take corrective action mm-hmm. within these, you know, these federal agencies. So, I mean, we had the Bobolinsky testimony.
Just let me interrupt mm-hmm. you for just a second here. Think about it again. How frustrating it must be that the whistleblowers are willing to sacrifice their careers, walk away, because I don't know if there's any redemption on the other side of this, because the Beltway and everything government is so fixed. Their ideology is so fixed that, you know, you've got whistleblowers that in a sense have gone rogue, and you can protect them, but it's almost to the point of what level of protection? I mean, you almost sense that they need to be on witness protection. You know, let's, you know, send them someplace else, give them a home to live in, new identity and everything else because of the power of the government and what they do to people like this. So for them to be, you know, for them to be outspoken, to put their careers on the line, you've got to appreciate that this is severe for them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's no incentive to actually doing the right thing anymore. And that's what usually happens in a banana republic. You're going to be targeted by the powers that be. These guys that, you know, let's say if they're ever, you know, known, you know, widely, you know, who they actually are, there's going to be a lot of people within government, especially within the deep state portion of the government, that is never going to want to work with these people, never going to hire them again. They basically, you know, made that sacrifice of their career and nothing came out of it. So, but this is, you know, the thing that's upsetting to me more than anything else is the fact that all of this is taking so long to catch up, you know, and even, you know, we can say, okay, well, the House, has only been Republican for the last, you know, like what, like 6 months or less than 6 months since the beginning of the year.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but I'm saying in general with these Biden family investigations, like, you know, the investigation to Comer and James Jordan and all these guys looking into this stuff, what's taking so long? We literally know that about 7 members of the Biden family have received these huge, you know, they literally millions of dollars in transfers, international transfers from international entities. You know, there's a lot of suspicious activity reports flying around regarding all of this money. I think that there's a well-established pattern of diplomacy for pay here, you know, and like, when are we going to get our optics? Like, I'm starting to think that these, you know, granted there was concessions made supposedly for McCarthy to become the House Majority Leader, but what is he doing with that? Or the Speaker of the House, he's not doing anything with it, right? We need to be able to attack the Democrats with this stuff now. We need to see a conviction against, forget this, the tax evasion is one aspect of it. I want to know about Hunter Biden's dealings with China, Hunter Biden's dealings with Ukraine, and how that ties into the president, because you know that there's impeachable offenses within the whole scope of that, you know, that right. business that they were running. They were running, I believe, much like the Clintons, a diplomacy for play game.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and this is why impeachment is moving through. It was presented the other day, and Leader McCarthy says, wait a minute, he held Congresswoman Boebert back a bit, and, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene is moving with her articles as well. But, you know, this is the tough thing about this. I mean, you are impeaching the President of the United States, and when you have, and you're talking about Joe Biden, who has been surrounded by the mainstream media, the deep state, to be in the position he is. I mean, McCarthy and the Republicans have to have all their dots, all their I's dotted and T's crossed. I understand that process, and I understand your frustration and the frustration of many Americans that say, wait a minute, this is obvious. I mean, you know, you have been reporting on this. I have been reporting on this for years. And of course now all the things that we suspected and reported on that we were said, oh, you know, you and Julio just, you guys are a bunch of knuckleheads and you just wear tinfoil hats. All, you know, it's like we're right. I mean, the FBI has had Hunter Biden's laptop since before the election in 2019. They knew it was legit, and to cover, the FBI goes to social media, goes to Facebook and Twitter and wink winks, you know, kind of like with the Lois Lerner, you know, plan that they did for against the Tea Party that Obama did. They do the same thing and say, hey, something's come down the line.
It's Russian. Yeah, they had 50 intelligence community leaders and professionals sign a letter saying that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. Like, they literally put their names on it. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. And to me, see, everyone that signed that, you know, they should, their security clearance, everything should be negated, just like in the same way that McCarthy took Schiff off the committee, the Intelligence Committee, because he violated the trust of the American people. He flat out lied, and he deserved to be censured. And congratulations to the freshman Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna for following through on that. Now, I get that, you know, some of these Republicans got nervous with a $16 million fine, but in my humble opinion, he deserved it. It cost the American people. Look at how many millions of dollars. All this faux investigation has cost the American people, you know, from Mueller and everything. You're probably talking $100 million of the people's money. And guess what?
Yeah, Mueller alone was over 50. Yeah, that's
yeah,
crazy.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just totally nuts. Anyway, look, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from Julio Rivera. Stay with us.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Well, AP News has recently said that a song you're hearing from the January 6th prisoners is a whitewash of what they say happened. These prisoners who have been deprived of due process and have become political casualties of a deliberate and weaponized judicial system that no longer renders justice equally as under the law, but their own politically motivated justice. It's become obvious that our constitutional form of justice is being corrupted. And those who want to participate and support this form of justice are themselves adding to the corruption. And as is the historical record, eventually the corruption spreads so pervasively that even those for the moment who seem protected become victims themselves. The brilliance of our Constitution is that it is based on fairness, justice for all, and due process. Compromise any of these foundational elements and you've rendered our justice system corrupt and destructive. In the end, no one wins. Maybe time to send in the artificial intelligence clowns.
Top of the hour, Bill Martin. Okay, let's try it again from the top.
Sorry.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. And fresh and independent and almost as ornery as me is Leo Rivera. It's always great to have his perspective. Of course, he is the editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com. That's what you need to check out to be in the flow of the know, because he is constantly on top of what's happening. And, of course, you know, we continue on with, the courage of these whistleblowers, Julio. Again, I don't think that that can be understated enough or overstated enough, because for them to put it all on the line, you know, their families, their careers, and even if they stay within the government, the deep state could make it absolute hell for them, because I'm not sure that there is enough people in the government as it stands right now that has the courage and backbone to want to really seriously clean up the mess that the deep state has us in.
Yeah, you know what? This is the problem with, you know, government begets government and power begets power. We went off of the rails a long time ago. Like, this is something that's been developing for hundreds of years. I think the government just has way too much power. We've gone way too far away from the founder's original intent. And as a result of that, this is the government that we wind up getting, you know, and, you know, we blew, I guess we could say we blew the 2020 election, and that there were issues with it, and obviously there were a lot of irregularities, and we can question the legitimacy of the results of it, but the Democrats did go out there and are a lot more aggressive than we are. I think that our ground game and our overall, you know, the GOP right now under Rona McDaniel and a lot of these Rhino people, you know, they're basically remnants from the, you know, the Romney, Reince Priebus wing of the party. They're not rolling up their sleeves and doing what needs to get done. They can't sit there and go, oh, well, you know, based on principle, we should push for, you know, voter ID and all these other things. And yeah, I believe in that too. And I think we should have legitimate elections where we check every registration. And people have to have their registration renewed every time they move. And if not, it's negated. And every time you get your license updated and all these other things, and put the mechanisms in place to make sure that the legit people who they are legitimately voting. But if the rules have changed and these are the rules that you're operating under, then you got to get just as aggressive. Listen, according to Ballotpedia, there's 25 states within the union that allow ballot harvesting, some semblance of it. Why don't we take advantage of those same things the way the Democrats do? That, I mean, otherwise we'd have no excuse. And that comes from the top, Bill. That comes from the top. If the leadership isn't pushing, turning over every stone to make sure that we win these elections, then, I mean, what are we left with? Well, this is what we're left with. Joe Biden is president. A mess.
Yeah, if the rules are changing, you're playing another set of rules, you're getting your butt kicked. And this is what's happened time and time again, to your point. And supposedly the RNC is responding and saying, yeah, we're upping our game. We're going to get more serious. They're like, what, it took you this long, you know, to figure this out? And the thing is that, I don't know. It's amazing to me, Republicans, what their attitude is. Donald Trump showed the American people, showed the Republican Party that they could win again. And they were winning. And at every turn, we had energy independence. Our border was being set up. And then you hear some of these knuckleheads, because Trump said, well, you know, we're going to build the wall and we're going to get Mexico to pay for it. Well, you know, and you got Chris Christie going, well, you know, he didn't build all the wall and he didn't get Mexico, because they didn't allow him to run, you know, the entire operation to where it was fulfilled. Because I'll guarantee you, Julio, the Mexicans would have paid for the border in some form or fashion.
Because kind of did Donald Trump, the form of trade deals, too.
Exactly.
So that was partially, it's not completely a lie to say that he did get Mexico, because there was a lot of concessions that were made. There were changes made, in a sense, to the standing format of NAFTA, where it wound up playing better into the United States' hands. So you could say, by extension, in a sense, Mexico did pay for a sense. But just to get back to what we were talking about with the RNC, my theory on that, Bill, and I'd love to get your opinion on this, is that these people realize, the party bosses, that they fundraise better when they're the minority, when they have something, a boogeyman to point at. You know, when they go, okay, well, we have to take down Joe Biden, it's almost like they'd rather play from behind because they think they can raise more money that way.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know what it reminds me of? Musicians that have to use effects on their sound systems. It's to hide their incompetency. You know what I'm saying? Because they're not hitting the notes, so they figure, okay, if I distort it, then I can hide my incompetence. That is a cop-out, you know, on their part. You're exactly right. Is that
Except for heavy metal, though, Bill. Heavy metal, the distortion works. So.
Exactly.
You gotta have it for distortion. Yeah.
Yes. You get. Yeah. But that's not to malign heavy metal, but you know what I'm talking about is these people that want to distort things in order to hide their inefficiencies, and this is what's happened. Mediocrity has been the realm of the coin and acceptance of the RNC, and I'll tell you whether it's other Republican voters and that we don't like to lose. We abhor it, and we got a taste of victory under Donald Trump, and that's what we not only expect it, we demand it. And this is what needs to happen, is that they need to up the game because of what happened in 2020. I blame the RNC as much as I blame everybody else, for what happened. I blame the courts for allowing this to happen, the fact that we are continuing on. We spend all kinds of money
to get back to it. Like, again, this was an unconstitutional election. When you look at Pennsylvania purely changing the due dates, that's something that per the Constitution has to be decided by the legislature by the judiciary. So that should have negated the whole election.
Mark Elias and the 500, 600 Democrats, lawyers that went in and hit each of those swing states, those targeted swing states, did so with a purpose, and that was to tilt the field in their favor, and the RNC and the rest of the Republican Party just sat there and watch it happen and watch victory, stolen, from the jaws of defeat there. Thank you very much. And look where we are, 2.5 years later, suffering under Joe Biden that has made us energy dependent, not independent, has opened up our borders to all sorts of messes that the cartels are loving to death. They had a windfall profit last year, Julio. I don't know if you saw this or not. $13 billion. Joe Biden been bitty, bitty good to the cartels. And they go deeper and deeper with their tentacles inside of America. And meanwhile, you've got citizens, according to Maria Espinosa, every state in the union, there have been American citizens that have died at the hands of illegal immigrants.
Yep. And it's funny, too, because when you look at it on the national level, I was just writing a column about this, over 50% of Americans, and these are Americans that are not necessarily in the border states, outside of the border states, disagree vehemently with the way that Joe Biden is handling immigration. But the thing that makes it crazy is that, okay, so they say that they disagree. His approval ratings are low on the economy. All these things existed at the time of the midterm last year. And then the Republicans, wound up getting, back control of the House, of the purse strings. I think we're in a position where we should say, hey, we don't need to negotiate with you guys. The American people decided last November that they wanted Republicans to control the purse strings, and they're voting. That was a vote for change, a vote against Joe Biden.
Exactly.
I'm the Republicans. I don't know why they don't go with the debt ceiling deal and all these other, we keep getting roped into these bad pieces of legislature because we don't have any, we don't have any cojones. I believe I can say that on the radio.
Yes, you can.
Why aren't we actually fighting anymore?
Well, this is what's needed, and I believe that, to your point here, Julio, is that and I can say Americans at large are tired. Their backs are up against the wall. They can't stand it. They don't want to stand it anymore. And either they're going to have elected officials who have cojones, they have courage, and they can do something on behalf of we the people, or not, we're getting rid of them. And major changes is down the line. You either are for the American people or you are against. You either are for our U.S. Constitution or you are against. They've got to be called out for the liars, the cheaters, the stealers that they are. And we need a great overhaul on this American government in order to get us back on track. Julio, we got 15 seconds. Tell people where they can go for more information.
ReactionaryTimes.com. Check out Reactionary Times TV on Facebook.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
USA News Update. The U.S. Supreme Court is striking down election restrictions that North Carolina's Republican-majority legislature had tried to implement, including congressional districts that heavily favor Republicans. The High Court says the North Carolina Supreme Court was acting within its authority when it said the GOP map was partisan gerrymandering. Several hundred flights into and out of New York's three major airports have been canceled or delayed so far today, the number bound to climb as strong storms smashed into the Northeast. Former President Trump says special counsel Jack Smith leaked that recording of Trump appearing to hold up classified documents. CNN has acquired that tape. What's your number? The money you need to save to have a comfortable retirement. A new report from the insurance company Northwestern Mutual says for someone in their 50s, it's just over $2.5 million. That's up from just under $2.5 million last year. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, by the way, a real quick thank you to everybody that has been supporting the cause here at the Bill Martinez Show. Your donations have gone a long way. It has allowed us to realize some fresh new expansion in addition to the 3 hours we do every day here on this fresh and independent network. Is we've added a one-hour TV podcast show. It is performed live. Yes, it is live. And you can say it's performed. And we do it every day, Monday through Friday, at 1 o'clock Eastern time. And we spend a whole hour with, you know, one guest, which allows us to go into a deeper dive on the topics, quite different than what you hear in other outlets, because they're relegated by, you know, a short number of minutes. Sometimes it's 8-second sound bites and that sort of thing. And so, I really consider it a privilege to be able to spend additional time with these great guests, you know, whether it's Jonathan Kahn, Dr. John Lott, we've had Joe Fried, his expose and his book on the 2020 election. This guy's he's an auditor and an accountant. I mean, you love to have brainiacs like this, you know, very intelligent people that cause us to think further. You know, because one of our ambitions about this whole show is that we would motivate you to think more about it, that you would own your own knowledge, that you wouldn't just take, for it, that you would
you know, that you would look and do your own research and own your own knowledge. That's our hope in doing these shows for you. So if you go to show.com, go to our website there and hit the donate button, and we thank you for doing that and participating in this campaign for liberty and a return to getting this country back on course. Okay, this is what this is all about. So whatever, $5, $7, $77, I like seven. So whatever God puts on your heart, hit the donate button, and you will notice that Hill of Hope is our partner in all this. Hill of Hope is a nonprofit organization that allows, in turn, your donation to be processed as a tax-deductible donation, okay? So it's win-win all the way around. And I will thank you again for participating and helping us out as we continue to fight this good battle of, you know, for faith and truth, and I might say the American way, because I grew up with Superman, just like most of you probably did as well. Well, we're biding some time, as if you didn't notice, because we're waiting for Dr. Alex McFarland. Now, he just called me on my cell phone. Now, I can't do a lot when he calls me on my cell phone because I'm on the air. And so anyway, the studio is going to try and connect with him. Alex, of course, is a youth, culture, and religion expert. And I am really excited about having Alex on, because he comes on, you know, kind of irregularly. But he's promised me that he has regular ambitions, and I welcome that, because his insight about what is going on with faith and culture, he's out there in churches across the country, he is talking to the people and realizing what they're dealing with, and I'm curious especially to get his read on, you know, what is happening with some of these churches. Can you believe this? I mean, some of these churches, I guess they have forsaken the blood of Jesus on the doorway, and they decided, in lieu of the blood of Jesus, we're going to hang the trans flag. We're going to hang the rainbow flag on the churches across America. Now, of course, thank God that's not happening 100%, but it's quite silly, don't you think? Well, Alex joins us now, and so we've got him connected. Alex, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, I was just, you know, presenting the audience. I mean, you're all over the country and around the world. I mean, different churches, and you're there at the ground level, and you're talking to people and where it's at and what they're experiencing right now. And I'd mentioned to them that I was shocked to realize that we have churches in America that decide, I guess they've decided the blood of Jesus isn't enough, and that they need to put the rainbow flag on the doors of their churches. What kind of madness has crept into Christ Church?
Well, Bill, thanks for raising this issue, because it's been growing for a number of decades. And it really started in the older mainline denominations that, you know, Bill, to adequately understand this, you've got to go back a number of years. In the 20th century, there was a gradual deviation and abandonment of Scripture. You know, the authority of God's word. We didn't believe.
Did God really say? Right, the big question. Did God really say? Yeah, right. Go ahead.
Yeah, hath God said, and we've got to remember that the Bible, again, the Bible, a book shown to be the inspired word of God by many compelling lines of evidence, not the least of which is the endorsement of Jesus, the only man that ever rose from the dead. You know, in John 10:35, Jesus said, the Scripture cannot be broken. All right. Mm-hmm. So, regarding the trustworthiness and authority of Scripture, either Jesus is right or a lost world is right. And, Bill, it's been my privilege to speak in more than 2,200 American churches, a lot of churches outside of America, but in the 50 U.S. states, 2,200 churches of all denominations. And I've got to tell you, we're not doing our job. The job of the church and the job of the pastor is to help sinners find salvation and help the saved mature in Christ. And a big part of the reason that we would bow to the alphabet mafia, LGBTQ trans bullies,
BLM,
either
right.
you acquiesce to this or else. You know, the LGBTQ mafia is because we have a fear of man rather than a fear of God. And let me just say, to any church that would display the rainbow flag, please do the Great Commission a favor and close. Because look, if there is no heaven and hell, we don't need you. And if there is, we don't want to be misled. So to any pastor or church that would get on board with the woke agenda, and you'll actually do yourself a favor for the day that you stand before Christ and give an account, close up shop sooner rather than later, because you're misleading the souls of people and you're bringing judgment on yourselves.
Exactly. And we know the judgment will be harsher on the leadership than the followers, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the Bible says, the way the King James renders it, it says, be not many masters. In other words, don't aspire to be in a position of leadership or teaching, because you're going to have stricter scrutiny. You know, those that get up in a pulpit and handle the word are going to be judged more harshly. And so, my goodness, you know, I would encourage you, James 3, read James 3 very reflectively and humbly. Because here's the thing, Bill, the rise of same-sex attraction and the rise of gender confusion is a direct outflow of really the breakdown of the family over the last 60 years in American life. Volumes of research done by mental health professionals and developmental psychologists, and this is an area in my grad program, I minored in developmental psychology under faculty from UCLA med school. So, and I've spent the last 25 years immersed in mental health research. No one is born gay. No one is born trans. These are, and by the way, I've got something. I don't know if you know this, Bill. Yesterday, the AP, the Associated Press style manual came out, and you cannot, they will censor you if you say that transgenderism is an ideology. In other words, if you say it's a theory, not a fact, the AP will scrub you.
So they've determined that it is a fact now. All of a sudden, they've preempted science and everybody else, and they're the ruling authority. AP now is?
Exactly. Now, it doesn't matter if you're an XY chromosome male. According to the Associated Press, you can change that and be a female. Although male and female are contrivances, they're not objective categories.
Right.
The world would
say. So here our government is so sensitive about misinformation, they allow AP to put out misinformation. Don't you love the irony? We got to go to break. More from Dr. McFarland after
diabetes
this.
And using insulin. You know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088.
800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we're talking with Dr. Alex McFarland. You know, Alex, it's interesting to watch what's happening with progressives, you know, in our culture. It is, I think by the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, as we know, it is the Holy Spirit that kind of, you know, just spreads his wings over the chaos like a mother hen, the book of Genesis shows us, and is just, you know, just grieving for the chaos to bring order into the culture. And I'm sensing that this is what's happening right now because the truth is starting to come out. And this is quite disturbing to those that have been protected by the mainstream media, that have bought into the lies and watch them. I mean, it's like the light has turned on and the cockroaches are scrambling and they're trying to cover their back ends and say, oh, you know, I didn't buy into that. I was, you know, I've been reporting on, you know, on objective truth and all this sort of deal as they try to, you know, cover themselves. Because this is one thing that I've noticed about progressives and those on the left. They will go along with the lie as long as it kind of stays covered and there's that, as Hillary Clinton would call it, that shroud of plausible deniability. If they can hide under that veil, it's kind of okay for them. But once that veil's pulled back, you know, the cockroaches, they're scrambling. And this is what I see right now. And you can see a little bit on it every evening when you watch the White House news conferences that goes on. Poor Karine, you know, Jean-Pierre. I mean, this poor guy, I think she... She's requesting combat pay now, you know, for all that she's having to endure. But it's like, look at girlfriend, you know, for all this time, you know, you've been putting all these lies out, and now the mainstream media, you know, all of a sudden they found a conscience and they found, you know, they found curiosity, and curiosity is a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Well, it is because. You know, it's like one of my heroes, Will Durant, who one of the greatest scholars our nation ever produced, and Mortimer Adler, who was one of the greatest scholars of the 20th century. Both Mortimer Adler and Will Durant said, independently of each other, they both said, if you are committed to truth, and you follow truth wherever truth leads, mm-hmm. and you don't abandon the search, you will wind up at Calvary. And both men became Christians before they died. But you know, isn't it funny, Bill? The party of follow the science. They're the ones abandoning belief in male and female, right. science related to gender, 6,000 years of human history, centuries of science out the window. I don't know if you saw the story about the Indian gentleman, the professor fired because, as he has done for decades, he taught in biology that male and female are different. Mm. And this professor is suing over the fact that he said, if I'm not allowed to teach, you know, biology, if I'm forced to teach ideology, A, that's not something I'm going to do, and B, it's not science, it's philosophy. Yes. And this is a Democrat professor at a Texas college, Dr. Johnson Varkey, who last fall, and he was fired in January of this year, because he said in class that, quote, human sex is determined by chromosomes X and Y, and that reproduction can only occur between a male and a female of the human species. Ah, what heresy that procreation requires a male and a female.
Mm-hmm. Suddenly the Democrats have decided the earth is flat, right? And so that needs to be the new doctrine. We've got enough experience. You know, I had written, Alex, that science should be a continual process of discovery. It needs to be a rational commitment in pursuit of answers. It must be subordinated to the truth. It's merely the instrument or process of arrival, never the answer. Otherwise, science rules.
Hmm.
And that's where we're at right now, right?
Let me tell you a story. In the year 2000, I led the first of many trips to Africa and Zambia, and I've led teams to Zambia. My wife, who's a nurse, has led or participated in teams going to the Sudan.
Mm.
All right. Now, we get to, and I want to tell you why our current culture in North America really has just overnight become like an undeveloped nation. When the first trip I made to Zambia, spent 21 days sleeping on the ground in the bush country of Zambia. I was teaching pastors and bushmen that were Christians. My wife was teaching women, and we had 45 people on our team. Well, right away, Bill, we saw that in all of these Zambian villages, 100 miles into the bush country outside of Lusaka, dysentery was a horrible problem. People were sick. Even some people were dying because of dehydration and diarrhea. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is what we learned. Right next to the latrine, they would dig their wells. And, I mean, literally, they were dipping water literally 10 feet away from where they go to the bathroom. So my wife, we began to talk to them, and I said, look, we're here to, you know, I'm leading Bible studies and, you know, seminary, but we have a thing back in America called building codes. And your septic tank has to be, you know, 300 feet from your well or whatever. Anyway, I'll never forget this, and you'll see why I'm telling you this. My wife held up a glass jar full of water, and this one chief in a village asked my wife, he said, you believe there are invisible little things in that water? She said, yeah, it's called bacteria. And you dig the well away from the septic tank, and your people will heal. And he looked at this jar of water, and he said, invisible little creatures in the water? My wife said, yeah, it's called bacteria.
Right.
He said, impossible. And we had to, you know, these are good human beings that God loves, but we had to help them understand truth that they, at that moment, didn't believe in.
Exactly.
And it's like that way with Democrats. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yes, male and female are objective categories of being. It's not white supremacy to say that it takes a male and a female to make a baby. It's not heterosexist. It's not homophobic. We're living in a third world country, at least intellectually, Bill.
Yeah, we've been purposely dumbed down, and a resistance.
By the Democrats.
Exactly, by these progressives that want to rewrite history and take God out of the picture. And we know, as men of faith, Alex, the first thing is that fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. Take God out of it, then you've rendered yourself stupid purposely.
Look, I'm an ordained minister. I've pastored 2 churches. I've spoken in 2,200 churches. I don't want to be ambiguous here. Listen very carefully, folks. The ones that hate God, hate America, and are working overtime to turn this into a Marxist third world gulag are Democrats. Bill, I'm not going to say woke, left, liberal. I want to be very clear, folks, so you'll know. The group trying to destroy your life are Democrats. Mm-hmm. And I want to say to everybody listening, if you're a born-again believer, and as a Christian minister and pastor, I really do feel a sense of obligation to people's soul. And I'm a guy, and I'll get to my point. I live in the world of information and research. My 20th book is coming out in September. Folks, if you are a Christian and you vote Democrat, you're either egregiously ignorant or in a state of disobedience. Because
exactly.
I am firmly convinced you cannot be a follower of the Lord and vote for active demonism.
Mm-hmm.
And so I plead with people, care about America, pray, be informed. I'm not saying the Republicans are perfect. But I'm saying the Democrats are insane. And if we want to save America, we have to get them out of office.
Mm-hmm. Well, when the Democrats in 2000, Alex, as you'll recall, removed God from their party platform, they took God out of the party platform. And so ever since then, I mean, look what happened. Well, let's go back to the mid-60s when they said, no, we want God out of the classroom. Okay, how's that working for you? Classrooms are doing so great. All the money that we invest in our kids are being indoctrinated, not educated. And so that's a hot mess. The party itself decides they're going to turn their back on God. How's that working for them? And, you know, and many people, too many people supposedly of faith that should know better, don't even know the party platform of the Democratic Party that clearly states that they believe in abortion up to and including the last second before a child comes out of the canal. That's their party platform.
Yeah. When they were in Charlotte, my home state, they booed God at the Democrat convention. When somebody said, we're going to open in prayer, everybody booed. So, look, you can't love God and be a Democrat. You just can't at this juncture.
Exactly. Well, hopefully they can find their way, Alex. And we pray.
We
pray for the Democrat. We pray for the party and those that are part of it. Dr. Alex McFarland has been our guest. Look forward to having him here on a more regular basis. The youth culture and religion expert. Thank you, Alex. Take care. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Every day we take